Blog Talk Radio.
You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you clothe yourself in frail humanity. Did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me.
Thank you for tuning in today. You're listening to Victory Against All Odds on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Benton. Today is September the 26th, 2011. It is 4 minutes after 1. Again, thank you for tuning in. Please call someone, text someone, and let someone know that I am on the air. Let's talk. The chat room is open for questions, comments, and or concerns. Due to the sensitivity of the subject matter, names will remain anonymous unless you're comfortable in revealing yourself. That will be totally your call. Please call in. Chat room is open. My email address is odds_against_AGAINST@yahoo.com. Today we want to continue our series discussion on sexual abuse. As you know, we've been building brick upon brick, laying a foundation. Last week we talked about anger. And we talked about how anger has its proper place in any situation. We specifically spoke about positive ways to express our anger and list some ideas, some tools that you can use to get anger outside, to voice that anger, not to allow that anger to fester on the inside, because that's just a volcano waiting to explode, if you will. So, if you want to go back and listen and get some helpful tools and strategic ways of bringing anger out in a positive way, please feel free to go back and listen to part three of this series on sexual abuse. It will be a blessing to you. Building another brick, we're going to move on today, and we're going to talk about the blame-shame factor. If you've tuned in, you recall we spoke about being selective in who to talk to about what we're feeling and how we're feeling. This will never change. We'll never change that. Being selective about who you talk to is something that you need to always keep in the forefront. Always be discerning about that one thing. And I say this because everyone doesn't understand, and they don't understand the after effects of sexual abuse and all of the things that go along with that. So some will ask you, depending on your circumstance, and when I say circumstance, I'm talking about in the way that you were violated sexually, whether that be incest or a stranger date or friendship date or acquaintance date or anything along those lines. So depending on the category that you fall in, all of it is sexual abuse, if you will, but depending on your circumstance. So you have to take this and own it. It's individually. What's for one person may not be for the next. Some will ask the question when we talk about the blame shame factor. Well, these are some of the questions that may be asked. Well, what were you wearing? And I know that for some of you, I may lose some of you here who are listening that may not necessarily agree. And the reason is because clothes have nothing to do with being violated. It is not just cause for violating another human being. Never is that a just cause. Never is that a reason. And never should someone who is a support or a friend should ever ask that question, what were you wearing? That is part of being blamed, like you're responsible. So to the survivor, do not become defensive. If someone asks this question, do not become defensive. Instead, you take the time to dispel that bias and that myth about sexual assault, sexual abuse or rape, or whatever category that you fall into. Some
other questions that people tend to ask, or, well, did they have a knife, or where were you drinking? These kinds of questions lead to blaming the victim. Now, of course, if you are in the process of filing a report, we need to know if you were drinking. We need to know if you had, if that person had a knife, if the perpetrator had a knife. This is not blaming on that perspective. They're trying to gather evidence. But never should a friend ask you, are you drinking? Did they have a knife? What were you wearing? What time of night it was? Were you alone? Did you know them? This can lead to blaming the victim, making you feel, which is the next part of this series, the shame factor. So from there, blaming leads to the shame of it all. So then there is the shame of it all. Let's talk about that. Shame is the inner experience of being not wanted. It's a feeling of being worthless, rejected, a cast out, if you will. Shame is believing that you've done something bad, or that you're a bad person, that you're worthless. Shame is believing that you're not lovable because you're damaged goods. Shame is something that cannot be remedied. It's something that you endure, actually, something that you absorb, gilded, minimized, or something that is denied. It's painful. It's debilitating. It debilitates the person, and it causes them to develop other coping strategies, and whether those strategies be conscious or unconscious, numbing or destructive. And now we talk about the depression, the suicide, the drinking, and all those are the consequences of feeling ashamed. And it leads to those other debilitating coping strategies that just make it even compounds the worse. So again, shame is painful, and so that causes you to develop other coping strategies that could lead to having destructive behavior. So we definitely don't want to do this. Shame is worse. It's like the worst possible thing that can happen, because shame, in its profoundest meaning, conveys that you're no longer fit for the community, you're no longer fit in the family, you're no longer worthy of belonging. There's a loss of belonging, being attached, being a part of. So my question today is this: are you keeping a secret? Have you been violated? Are you ashamed? Are you blaming yourself? Is someone making you feel like they're blaming you? To some, the answer is yes. Like myself, for many years, self-disclosure, I was ashamed of what had happened to me, and I kept this secret way too long, because of the shame. And then if you bring in the fact that you are in leadership, a member of a church, that just makes it even more shameful. And in my situation, it was shameful, and because of various factors, and you end up keeping this secret that tears at your inner being, that just rips your inner soul. And we do not want to have the shame, blame factor holding us, keeping us from being free and fulfilling the purpose that was intended for us to live and to carry out and be productive in the community. We definitely don't want it to cause us to pile more destructive behaviors on top of shame blame. So it is imperative. So that is what imperative to talk about it, get it out, positive ways of getting out the anger, talking about it. These are just a few tools used to start controlling your life and getting your thought process back. This is part of still talking about taking back the power and you keeping the power. As I often say, and I have said over and over again, and I'm going to say it again, I know this is a hard topic, but we must talk about it. We must walk in freedom. We must walk in victory. We must overcome the obstacles. We must use the weapons to fight this battle so we can help the next person. We all have challenges in our lives, but we do not have to be subject to the shame blame factor. Don't allow anyone to cause you to be belittled, feel ashamed, feel worthless, feel like you're not a part, feel guilty. I am here to let you know that it is possible to walk in freedom and deliverance from the scars of sexual abuse. You do not have to keep this secret any longer. It is debilitating. It keeps you locked up. You might as well be behind prison doors. It is a deep secret that we just do not need to keep. People need to be exposed. You need to be a this is the one time you have permission to be a tattletale. Tell it. Be free. When you do that, I am a witness. You feel so much better. Because if you don't, it will literally kill you from the inside out. You are dying when you keep such dark secrets inside. And then you become destructive because you're angry, because you can't figure out why everyone else is joyful. And I'm not even saying happy, because happy is a temporary state. It is, happiness is of the moment. But to walk in joy and forgiveness, you keep and take control. And you have the power. This series right here is all about taking control and having power and keeping the power. So that is my message for you today, to not allow blame and shame keep you bound, locked up. You are able to walk in freedom and deliverance. Against all odds, you can walk in victory on today. You too can overcome all the odds against you and every obstacle that comes to try and block you and keep you bound. You do not have to be bound any longer. I am here to help you walk in total victory. So if there's anybody out there listening on our radio, if you press 1 and you want to make a comment or you have a question, I have some time. You are more than able to do that. I will not call names. I will just call the last 4 digits, and you can make your comment or have a question or a suggestion. You are more than able to do that. But if there's anybody that's listening and you have been a victim, today is the day to be a victor, to be a survivor. We want to move from being a victim to a victor. We want to be victorious over this thing. So step by step by step, you take baby steps. And these are some of the tools that we talked about. Go back and listen to some of the previous episodes, the previous series, and gather all this information. If you need to reveal this to someone, and you're keeping this for a very long time, today is the day to start your new beginning. Pick up the phone, and if you have to just get the story out, you may call me at 818-572-2919. Hit 1, you will be in the queue. We will not call names or find someone that you trust. Just get it out. Even if you just tell the story, you don't have to reveal names of who the perpetrator was, but just get the story out. That is the hardest part of it all. So, do not be bound any longer. I am here to help you walk in victory on today. So, having said, I want you to stay tuned. We will be back again to gain more understanding of the physical and the emotional challenges you're facing for yourself and or your loved ones, your friends, your neighbors, your classmates, your coworkers. And that is another thing. If you know someone that is going through this that they've shared with you, we call you a codependent. And just as much as the person is going through these emotional, physical roller coaster and don't know what to do, so are you, because you don't know how to help this person. So you too need to gain tools and strategies so you can go back and help your friend, your coworker, your neighbor. If it is a child, you need to take a little bit more aggressive step, and you need to take the child, you need to do whatever it is to protect the child and get the child to safety. That is your first tool, is to get this child to safety, get them out of the environment or the situation that is causing them hurt and pain. And then we go back and we put these tools in place. And I urge you who may have children or know of children, if you're a school teacher and you have a child and you suspect something, start asking questions, start looking for signs. So I say that with an urgency, and I say that with a compelling heart to do so. So together we can learn powerful strategic weapons to combat the seemingly unsurmountable obstacles that life can bring and begin the process of healing and forgiveness. We talk about forgiveness every time we do this, because that is the most powerful tool you have in terms of taking back the power, taking control, is forgiving. My email address again is odds, O-D as in dog, D-S as in Sam, underscore, against, A-G as in girl, A-I-N-S-T as in Tom, underscore the letter U at yahoo.com. Or you may Facebook me at facebook.com/Victory, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, capital A, capital O. Thank you for listening. Join me next time right here on Blog Talk Radio with Victory Against All Odds. Again, I will be opening the lines, and you may speak on the air or you may join me in the chat room as we continue to build and talk about sexual abuse. Until next time, you're listening to Victory Against All Odds. Have a blessed day, and remember, remember to walk in victory.
You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you clothed yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me.
You don't have to wander in darkness. You don't have to let the devil rule over your life. But he came, he died on the cross for your sins. And he's right there where you are now. All you gotta do is ask him to forgive you for all of your sins. And he's right there, just and able, to forgive you for all of your sins and blot out all of your transgressions. That's why he came. He came for you. He came to seek and save you. Why don't you accept it?
Thank you.